600 feet. Active micro leaders in prepared and ready to fire communication. In all the world.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood of lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains.
Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you this evening thankful for the day that you have blessed us with, for this time that we've been able to gather together to study your word, and now to sing songs of praise to your name and to hear another message brought from your word. Father, we are so thankful for everything that you've done for us, especially, Father, for your love that you showed for us, that you would send your only Son to this world, and that he would become our sacrifice, Father, that through him we could have that forgiveness and remission of our sins to be redeemed back to you, giving us hope of a life after this life here on earth. Heavenly Father, we pray that if there's any sin in our life, Father, we pray that you would help us to recognize it, to turn away from it, to repent of those things, Father, and to walk that straight and narrow path, Father, that leads to your throne and to you in heaven. Our Heavenly Father, we're mindful of those that have been mentioned as sick, and we pray, Father, that your hand will be upon them. And we pray, Father, that if it be your will, that you'd return them to better portions of their health. Father, we pray for those that are mourning the loss of loved ones. We pray that you would comfort them, Father, help them to reflect on the life that they lived, and reflect on their own lives, Father, that and to look at it in reference to your word and your scriptures. Our Heavenly Father, we're mindful of those that are traveling away from us. We pray that you give them safe journeys. Father, we pray that you would as well be with those that serve in our country's military and those that are in areas of conflict away from their families. We pray for their speedy and safe return. Our Heavenly Father, we're mindful of our government and those that represent us in our government. We pray that you would give them godly wisdom, Father, in the laws that they make and they execute. And we pray that you would that those things would be in accordance with your will. Father, we pray that you be the one that will bring us a message this evening. We pray that you give him a ready remembrance of those things that he's prepared. And we pray, Father, that we would take those things, that we would search out your scriptures, that we would let it permeate in our hearts, Father, and apply those things to our lives. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would go with us through the rest of this evening, through the rest of our lives. Guide us in the paths that we should be taking, Father, and help us to turn away from those things that are evil. And ultimately, Father, we pray that we could, when this life is over, that we can have that home in heaven with you. And we pray all these things through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
What's the best way for me to Yes. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate Michael helping me with this. Not have to swap around a bunch of technology here. It's good to see everyone tonight, and as we study and worship God in the last little bit, we always like to give a message of encouragement and share some encouragement to respond to the gospel, as we were just saying that Jesus did at the end of that series of parables, that we're called on to make a decision about things. So for a few moments tonight, I want to talk to you about the blood of Jesus, and I want to talk about a couple of specific things that might be helpful to us a little bit. I want to discuss with you for a minute whether Jesus shed his blood or spilled his blood. And if we considered what those two words, is there a difference? If you will turn in your songbook, and we will not be singing this song, but if you would turn in your songbook to number 189. Just one example of a couple of songs that we have in our book and in other hymnals at other places. Number 189, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. The first line of the song reads, "Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there was the blood of the Lamb was spilt." That's where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. And so we're talking about the blood flowing from Jesus during the crucifixion and the suffering that he did. Of course, that is the essence of the New Testament gospel, is that Jesus shed his blood for us. And this song uses the word spilt because it rhymes with guilt and such. But let's talk about those words a little bit, because the Bible more readily uses the word shed, although that might feel or seem like an older word. And so the question I guess I'm posing is there a difference between the two, and does one help us understand what's being shared a little bit differently? So first of all, let's figure out what is the difference between the words shed and spill as we go to use it in our English language. So I'll start with shed. Is there a pointer on this? A laser? Is it on the front? Okay. Yes. So as I look at the definition, I'm not trying to read this to you. I just want to note two or three words here. So shed is the idea of parting with, to throw off or give forth from oneself, to diffuse, to cause, to emanate or flow. All right, and then it goes on a little bit more. And I just copied some of the rest of the definitions so you could kind of have an idea of things you want to look at and maybe make a note of. But I wanted to note those first few words right there. To part with, to give forth of oneself, from oneself, and to cause to emanate or flow. Emanate meaning go forward, go out of, or for from a person. All right, so that's shed. And then what does spill look like? Well, it means to suffer to fall or run out of a vessel, to lose or suffer to be scattered. It's generally applied to fluids and small particles and things as they leave a container and they would be spilled out as if like spilling water out of a pail. To cause to flow out and be lost or wasted, as in battle or in manslaughter. I know a poem about the Crusaders going into battle, and there's a line in there that talks about how they, when they defeated their enemies, they were spilling their blood in the sand. And the idea of that line in that poem is the worthlessness of the fight they were engaged in, that the Crusaders came in, and of course they were the light of the Lord, and defeated their enemies, and so those enemies didn't come and willingly die. They spilled their blood in the sand as a waste of an effort on their part to fight, and it was portrayed as spilling their blood in the sand. That's whoop. Bunch of buttons. So that idea of your manslaughter or dying in battle and losing your blood when you're the kind of the losing side of it, or causing that manslaughter in somebody else. To run over, fall out, be lost, or wasted. You can see the repetition in the different versions of the word a little bit there, I think. And this was three or four different sources of how to define the word just a little bit. Shed, I go back to that, means to part with, separate from. The idea of casting off or be divested of, to give away, to divest oneself of whatever it is. To allow to flow or fall, and of course flowing and falling is similar to spill in that way. I think the key word here was the idea of allowing it to do that, kind of in a controlled way. To cast or to give off, more like in light in some ways, kind of shed light on, is to give out and cast it out. And then to pour forth, give off, or impart. I think that would probably ring a little bit true to us. If we look at spill again in some different context of trying to define it, is the idea of dropping something so that it spreads out or makes a mess. And I didn't make these words up. These are the transitive form of the word, of the verb spill. To accidentally pour. And we say, oh, my little girl, she spilled that. Or, you know, when a child dumps something out, oh, they spilled it on the floor. Or now me. I've gotten pretty clumsy sometimes, it seems. But to accidentally pour. When something flows out that it's lost or wasted. And you'll notice here, actually, they try to define it with the word shed. And so I would like to point out that one more to look at here. When we are defining the word shed and spill, we have to remember that we've got to go back to what the words were like when they were used in the context of when the Bible was written, and that when you get into modern times, the differentiation between words is not always real clear. And sometimes the words define each other when they really weren't used that interchangeably before. And the documents that we're talking about are old to translate the scriptures, and so we look at it kind of the distinctiveness of the words. And so you will find sometimes that spilled is defined as shed and shed is defined as spilled. But I think you can see in the grand scheme of things that a lot of the passage, a lot of the definitions include how that liquid or whatever, how that flow was generated. Right? And I think that's where we come to. I'm not trying to do an English class tonight, and I was really just wanting to share that you can see that even in our English language, when they cross over once in a while, you still see a little bit of a lean one toward another, where you've got loss and unexpected mess and waste that goes along with spilling. But in shedding, it seems to be something that is allowed, something that occurs, something that is accomplished or done in those words as they were defined. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 says that almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Of course, this referring back to the Old Testament when the animals were taken into the tabernacle and then later into the temple, and those sacrifices, and even before that, when there was a very purposeful taking of the animal to give that blood for the purpose. And so it was not just spilled out on the ground. Now, when you just looked at it and you slit the throat and did what you had to do with the animal, that might have been, it might have looked like it was just spilling on the ground. But it wasn't like they were trying to transport it somewhere and it spilled and was wasted. It was given at that spot where it was to be done and how it was to be done. And so it was a controlled thing. It was referred to as the shedding of blood. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28 says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament." You'll recognize this is Jesus' comment and explanation when he was establishing the Lord's Supper for them regarding the fruit of the vine. And he tells them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Jesus implying that he was going to give his blood and that he was going to have to part with the blood from his body to be able to accomplish what he said. And he used the word that's translated shed for the remission of sins. In the Gospel of John, we read that Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." He continues on there in verse 15 of that same chapter and says, "Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." What I get from that is how purposeful that Jesus gave his life for those that he loved and those that he was bringing into his fold. He is the good shepherd. He is on the mission of the Father, and that was to lay down his life for the sheep. And so when he did that, he was not accidentally killed. He was not taken without being unaware. He knew exactly when he was going to be taken, what was going to happen to him. He tried to prepare his disciples and share with them what was going to happen so they would know the truth of it. And Jesus says, "I purposefully am giving my life. I'm telling you now, ahead of time." And this is John 10, that's pretty far back a little bit. Way ahead, I can tell you, I am going to give my life. They're not going to take it. And then he goes on a little further to say that. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16, John, the writer of the gospel, says in his own letter, "We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." The idea of us making the same choice to share our life, to do what we need to do purposefully, willingly, and generously. John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, just a little bit following what we looked at a moment ago, Jesus gets a little more specific even and says, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." I just don't think we can read these passages and not understand that Jesus did this very purposefully. He came for that purpose. He chose to lay down his life. He even had the power to take it again. So what that he would give to them, they couldn't retain if Jesus wanted to take it back. And he would. They would allow them to kill him on the cross, but then he would take his life back again. And so in all of these things, you see purpose. There's no waste. There is no accident. There is no mess that needed to be cleaned up. Nothing happened to Jesus that was not completely planned and prepared, and that he did not willingly offer, that God had to go and clean up and fix because it didn't go like it was supposed to go. And so over and over you see the word being used that Jesus' blood was shed, not that it was spilled. There was no waste involved, and there was nothing accidental about it. It was shed. It was given. It was purposeful. It was a gift. And he had the power to give it, and he had the power to take it back. And no one else had the power to take it from him or to keep it from him. So Jesus shed his blood for us. I think you can see in this that shed is the idea of giving with purpose. And spilling is more of an accidental pouring out when something is wasted. And we tend to use the word similarly ourselves. But I only point that out because sometimes when we sing the songs, let's sing it with understanding that when we see there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt, that there was nothing accidental about it. Let's read that with and sing it with understanding that it was purposeful and that it was it accomplished exactly what God wanted to accomplish because Jesus gave it for that purpose. No one could take it from him. He gave it. And so it was not just spilled and be wasted. It was shed that it might save us from our sins. And so he finally says, of course, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The blood of Jesus is purposely given that it might cleanse us from unrighteousness and make us whole before God. And let's not think of it as a waste or as some of the Jews did, accuse Jesus of failing in his mission because they were able to see him on the cross. Oh, he could save others, but himself he cannot save. He was purposely giving his blood. He was shedding it so that it might go to those who needed it the most. The gospel message is that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he is the hope of our eternal salvation through the blood that he shed. If you need to respond to the gospel tonight, either in initial obedience, because you need that blood to save you from your sins, or if we need to rectify our lives and let God know that we are repenting of the sins that we've committed that caused Jesus to go and shed his blood on the cross in the first place, the brethren here would like to pray for you if you'll let that be known. And you have that opportunity to respond to the gospel as we stand and sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day that we have had today. Please be with those who are traveling to reach their destination safely. Please be with those who are seeking out this time to return to better portions of their health so that they may be able to come back and worship with us soon. Thank you for everything that you have done for us and for everything that you have blessed us with. Please be with our leaders as they are in office, and please help our leaders to make decisions that will allow us to continue to worship you freely without fear of persecution. Please be with our military, and please help them to stay safe. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to this earth to die for the remission of our sins. And please be with us the rest of this week. And please be with us every day as we continue to strive to serve you and to be more like you. And in your son's name we pray. Amen.